succeeds in forcing them off the air, it will leave the national network in a position where it could establish a monopoly in local broadcasting. But there's more. Ireland has been allocated 5 channels for satellite television, and that exciting facility becomes available to viewers in the next few years. A consortium known as Westat has been set up to make RTE's application for a satellite franchise. The chairman of the RTE authority, Mr. Fred O'Donovan, says that if RTE is successful, the national network could be self-financing within 5 years. The thing is, however, that Mr. O'Donovan says RTE will be applying for not just one, but all 5 of the channels available to the country. The reason for this is that although RTE may only have direct control over 1 or 2 of the channels, it will have a major say in who controls the rest. And there's more still. RTE have now managed in a quiet way to gain control of the entire Dublin cable TV network. The managing director of Sunshine Radio, Mr. Robbie Robinson, said this morning that as regards the jamming situation, Sunshine Radio is like a moped being chased by a 10-ton truck. This is Gary Miley for Sunshine News.
And so finally to today's financial news, and the punt is down against sterling to open at 81.83 pence. The American dollar, however, appears to be making a good recovery. In fact, it's up by over a cent and a half against the punt today to open at $1.16.7. Within the European currencies, a punt will get you 9.43 French francs, 3.06 Deutschmarks, 3.45 guilders, 175 pesetas, 11.27 Danish kroner, 121 drachmas, 1,898 lira, or 155 escudos. Now the weather, mild and mostly dry with some good brighter sunny spells, however cloud may increase later this afternoon. The winds are light to moderate southeasterly, force 3 to 5 on the bay. High tide is at 20 to 2 this afternoon, and the current Dublin temperature remains at 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at exactly 7 minutes past 12.
Sunshine Radio.
It's that time. Good day, sunshine, with Andy Rule. Fitted. Yes, Fast Fit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. Fast Fit give a guarantee. Fast Fit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be Fast Fit exhausts.
The time now is Lions Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. This is Gary Miley. The Special Criminal Court in Dublin was told this morning that it may be necessary to hold the court in the north in order to hear evidence from INLA man Dominic McLinchy. 3 men arrested with McLinchy in County Clare 2 weeks ago appeared in court this morning. 2 of them, Seamus McShane from Newry and Damien Bird from Dundalk, face charges of attempting to murder a Garda, possession of firearms and resisting arrest. The 3rd man, Kieran Damery from County Cork, is charged with having a gun with intent to endanger life. The president of the court, Justice Hamilton, suggested that it may be necessary for the court to sit in the north in order to hear evidence for the defence from Dominic McLinchy. 2 of the accused, McShane and Bird, applied for bail this morning, but the application was adjourned. The date for their trial was set for May the 7th. A 29-year-old RUC man was found not guilty of murdering a member of the INLA at Belfast Crown Court this morning. Constable John Robinson was found not guilty of murdering Seamus Grew on the outskirts of Armagh City in December 1982. Grew and another INLA man, Roderick Carroll, were shot dead by an RUC patrol who opened fire on their car. The biggest Soviet battle fleet ever seen is steaming into the Norwegian Sea, and a NATO force is watching its movements closely. Soviet warships have been leaving their Baltic and northern bases to stage what's believed could be their biggest naval exercise to date. Many submarines are involved, and Soviet air activity has also increased. It has taken Donegal County Council 18 hours of talking to settle on new rates. At 5 o'clock this morning, the council voted by a majority of just 1 to settle the new rate at £26.75 in the pound. Many councillors wouldn't accept the rate at first, as they said it would seriously affect businesses in the area, and at one stage, 4 Fianna Fáil TDs walked out. The meeting began at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Today's financial news, and the punt is down against sterling to open at 81.83 pence. And the American dollar appears to be making a good recovery. In fact, it's up by over a cent and a half against the punt today to open at $1.16.7. Within the European currencies, one punt will buy 9.43 French francs, 3.06 Deutschmarks, 3.45 guilders, 175 pesetas, 11.27 Danish kroners, 121 drachmas, 1,898 lira, or 155 escudos. And finally, the management of Sunshine Radio would like to thank its listeners for the support they've shown over the past week and a half by demonstrating against the interference by RTE on Sunshine Radio's FM signal. We were broadcasting for a short time yesterday and today on the FM frequency, but this morning RTE resumed the jamming of our signal. Thanks to the support you, the listener, have shown, the matter has been raised several times in the Dáil, and a number of politicians, including the opposition leader Charles Haughey, have expressed concern over the issue. The Minister for Communications, Jim Mitchell, has stated that the FM frequencies used by Sunshine Radio have not been allocated to RTE for test purposes. Therefore, by transmitting on these frequencies, RTE are contravening the rules set down by the European Broadcasting Union. The managing director of Sunshine Radio, Mr. Robbie Robinson, said this morning the management is endeavouring to raise the question of how much RTE's action is costing the taxpayer. Mr. Robinson stressed, however, that Sunshine Radio would continue to campaign for freedom of choice on the airwaves. Now a look at the weather. Mild and dry again today with good, bright or sunny spells. The winds are light to moderate, southeasterly, force 3 to 5 on the bay. High tide is at 20 to 2, the current Dublin temperature 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 3.5 minutes past 1.
Sunshine Radio.
Andy Rue.
Expresses thanks to the listeners who over the past 2 weeks have demonstrated their support for Sunshine by protesting to their TDs over the jamming by RTE. At one stage yesterday and early this morning, Sunshine Radio was broadcasting on the FM frequency, but at 17 minutes past 9 this morning, RTE resumed the jamming. Thanks to the support that you, the listener, have shown, the matter has been raised in the Dáil on a number of occasions, and several TDs, including the Fianna Fáil leader, Charles Haughey, have expressed concern at the affair. The Minister for Communications, Jim Mitchell, has stated that the frequencies used by Sunshine Radio haven't been allocated to RTE for test purposes, and therefore RTE are contravening the rules set down by the European Broadcasting Union. The Managing Director of Sunshine Radio, Mr. Robbie Robinson, said this morning that Sunshine will continue to fight for the freedom of choice on the airwaves, and he raised the question of how much the jamming of RTE is costing the taxpayer. Now look at the weather. Mild and dry again this afternoon with good, bright or sunny spells. The winds are light to moderate, southeasterly, force 3 to 5 on the bay. High tide was 20 minutes ago. The current Dublin temperature, 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 4 minutes past 2.
Sunshine Radio.
And Lions Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Fogarty. Listeners who, over the past 2 weeks, have demonstrated their support for Sunshine by protesting to their TDs over the jamming by RTE. At one stage yesterday and early this morning, Sunshine Radio was broadcasting on the FM frequency, but at 17 minutes past 9 this morning, RTE resumed the jamming. Thanks to the support that you, the listeners, have shown, the matter has been raised in the Dáil on a number of occasions, and several TDs, including the Fianna Fáil leader Charles Haughey, have expressed concern about the affair. The Minister for Communications, Jim Mitchell, made it clear in the Dáil last week that the frequencies used by Sunshine Radio haven't been allocated to RTE for test purposes. Therefore, RTE are contravening the rules set down by the European Broadcasting Union. The Managing Director of Sunshine Radio, Mr. Robbie Robinson, said this morning that Sunshine will continue to fight for freedom of choice on the airwaves, and he raised the question of how much the jamming by RTE is costing the taxpayer. Now the weather. Mild and dry again today with bright spells. The winds are light to moderate, southeasterly, force 3 to 5 on Dublin Bay. And weather at 3 minutes past 4.
Sunshine Radio!
And the sun shines on. Sunshine in the afternoon with Martin King.
The management of Sunshine Radio wishes to thank listeners who, over the past 2 weeks, have demonstrated their support for Sunshine by protesting to their TDs of the jamming by RTE. We regret to say that we were able to broadcast briefly on the FM waveband over the last 2 days. RTE resumed their jamming at 9:20 yesterday morning. The managing director of Sunshine Radio, Mr. Robbie Robertson, said yesterday that Sunshine will continue to fight for freedom of choice on the airwaves. And he raised the question of how much the jamming by RTE is costing the taxpayer. The Minister for Communications, Mr. Jim Mitchell, made it clear in the Door last week that the frequencies used by Sunshine Radio have not been allocated to RTE for test purposes. This means that RTE are in direct contravention of the rules set down by the European Broadcasting Union. Again, we'd like to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. And for now, more news at 1.
Sunshine Radio.
And thank you, Justin.
The stream. That's Dolly and Kenny here at Sunshine. Great, another one. Monsieur Francois.
Monsieur Roby, good morning.
How are you? I like the way you say good morning.
Yeah, well, I'd like to give that little touch. Well,
anyway, you're trying to impersonate.
Okay, fine. I'll say better. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'll have it in French, please.
Okay, good morning. sorry, bonjour. Anyway, bonjour, Robbie.
Oh, you really are.
Don't late nights, Robbie. They don't suit me anymore.
Right. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday. I'm sure those boats you see out there, well, you can't see very much today with the mist anyway. There's a skipper on the MacLeans, Fred Walden. It's his birthday today from Hoard. So happy birthday to Fred Walden.
And we must say to Fred, yes. Did you MacLeans your teeth today?
Very good, very good, very good, Robbie. Good God. Fabulous. Anyway, even though the weather is very bad, and yesterday, there was gale blowing and very little boats out, there's still a very good selection of fish. We're selling monkfish at £1.50 down the West Pier and Holt this morning, and the haddock at £1.20. Quite a big amount of queen scallops at £3.50, cod at £1.20, and whiting at 90p. They had hake, not very much of it, at £1.40, not hake. Hake. I always make that mistake. It's terrible. I'm always inclined to go for that liquid beverage there.
Oh, the general?
Yes. Place large one at £1.60 or small at £1.20. There's a very nice ray, 160, and mackerel at 80p. The prawn tails were slightly small, or the prawns in actual fact were slightly small. The tails were selling at £1.80 or the whole prawns at £1.30. And cod roe, I don't know if you like cod roe, it's beautiful, at £1 for each cod roe, and they're huge. So about twice nearly the size of that sheet of paper you have in front of me. So that's the price of fish this morning in Holt.
Have you been spoiling yourself recently?
I haven't actually. I'll tell you, I'm going to talk about a restaurant and I haven't eaten there. So
how did you do that?
No, I was invited last night by a friend of mine to the opening of a new restaurant, which actually is not far away from here. It's only a few minutes. A few minutes by the back roads down the road. And the name of it, it's Alibaba. So it's one of those Greek, Egyptian, Arab kind of restaurants. But it's a restaurant, it's not a takeaway. A small part of it is a takeaway, but at the back of it, there's a very big, it's like one of those American, very bright, very colorful restaurants. Very spacious, the sitting capacity is quite good. There's a little terrace on it. You know, it's very comfortable, very nice carpet. It's comfortable, so it's a restaurant that offers you quite a big variety, as you can see here, of different dishes. You know, it goes from the hamburger to the kebab, but I'd say they're more specialized in the kebab because they are from that part of the world. And the kebab are only selling, say, for the kofta kebab special at £3.30, which is very reasonable. Or you can go, if you want a kind of a curry, you can go for also about the same price. They have a lovely selection of sweets, as you can see. They have a wine license, so it's a nice, they have, look, about how many pizzas have they? They have 12 pizzas there, ranging from £1.80 to £2.85. So, and they're accepting children. So it's a nice little place to go to. And I'll tell you where it is. It's Alibaba. And it's 8 Lower Drumcondra Road in Dublin 9. And they have a place open in Wicklow House also in George Street. Maybe people would know of that one already. So it's the same company opening up on this side of Dublin.
Right. Are they Albert's friends?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, yes. They're all the same people that open up kebab places all around town. Mm. But it's very well kept, I must say. It was a very nice place to go to.
The Clan Kebab.
The Clan Kebab.
Drumcondra Road.
They have, yes. They're moving around our side. It's good. We won't have to go into town for all this.
Anything special happening in
the
house?
Outside of the fact that our caravan again is open 7 nights a week, we have today confirmation lunches, mm-hmm. and our delightful little Kate Gibbons will be there to meet everyone coming in.
Oh, that's nice.
We have Tamango open now on a different system altogether. We have Tamango open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday with a special offer of £2.50 in. But with that £2.50, you're entitled to one drink free. That's interesting. Not a bottle.
All right.
So,
okay, fair
good.
That's okay. Great. £2.50 to get in. When does that start?
That'll be starting next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So it's a great offer.
Wednesday and...
So in actual fact, you're only paying £1 in.
Right.
Now, on Sunday, and I know you're promoting it very well, we had a fabulous Sunday thanks to you last Sunday. We had the K-Twin, and they'll be back this Sunday between 12:30 and 2:00.
Very good.
The Hot City Orchestra were fantastic in the afternoon. Now, they'll be playing in Tamango, and again, it's not because I'm in Tamango. I'd like just to point out that admission is free in Tamango for the Hot City Orchestra, and it'll be bar prices, the same as in the lounge, so for people not to worry. Now, there's two big things happening, Robbie. On the 16th of this month, we have Red Hurley and Jim Farrelly, who's very, very well known on this side of town, coming and doing a very good show. There was a mention, actually, in the Sunday World about it. And on the 21st, for people that like Irish folk music, we have the Bards coming in. So it's quite a good selection of things happening, and I think I'll have something else happening for Easter, but I won't talk about it yet. I'm just kind of drawing it out at the moment. So it'll be a kind of a beauty competition.
Oh,
with
love that.
Some big company in town.
I volunteer.
So, okay.
The Sands Hotel, a world of places. All right, Francois.
That's it. Robbie.
Next week.
Next week.
Same
Thank
time,
you very
same
much.
Place.
Lovely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Take me to your bed.
Album of Broken Promises from Barbara Streisand from 1980.
Sunshine FM.
It's so much better.
For choice and value. Portugal from £219. Rimini from £272. Gran Canaria from £283. Get full details from your local ITAA travel agent or Air Tour International, 10 Aston Quay, Dublin 2. Telephone 714-622 and...
Take off with Air Tour International.
Great news for Shankill shoppers. The new H. Williams supermarket in Shankill opens on Thursday, 12th of April. Come along at 10:30 for the opening offers. Free gifts, free vouchers, and great, great prices. That's Thursday, 12th of April at H. Williams Shankill. H. Williams, where quality equals economy.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement of all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on the no radiomatic truck absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Mount Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Hey girl, Brendan here. Want to tell you the news about some real street cred gear. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, all kinds of jeans, jackets, skirts. To make all kinds of scenes. It's just here at Cleary. What about the guys, do I hear you say? Got news for you to make your day. All you young dudes who want to look right, move along, get on down, get a sight of Now for Men at Cleary's.
Just here and Now for Men, now open at Cleary's. There's a legend in your own time. Slimline yogurt from Premier Dairies. Smooth, deliciously creamy, with real fruit, and a wholly natural ally in the cause of keeping healthy and slim. Slimline yogurt is fat-free and sugar-free, with just half the calories of ordinary yogurts. So, start exercising your own good taste. Choose Slimline yogurt from Premier Dairies. All you'll gain is a taste for it.
It's Have a Cup of Lion's Tea Time. Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 12 midday. Good afternoon. This is Kathy Cregan. The Soviet Union has reacted coolly to President Reagan's call for a total ban on the use of chemical weapons. Moscow Radio accused the Americans of stockpiling such weapons and denied that the Soviet Union had used them in Afghanistan. President Reagan said last night that Vice President George Bush would present a draft treaty to the 40-nation disarmament conference in Geneva in 2 weeks' time. However, Mr. Reagan said the United States would continue to strengthen its own stock of chemical weapons as a deterrent. It seems likely that someone may soon be charged in connection with the murder of our man, Martin Malone, who was shot dead in the city last July. The IUC confirmed this morning that the file on the case has been received from the Department of Public Prosecutions with certain directions. While the IUC are refusing to elaborate, it seems likely charges may soon follow. 18-year-old Martin Malone was shot dead by a member of a UDR patrol in Armagh on July the 30th. At the time, local people said he was unarmed and had been shot at close range in the chest. The British Army has confirmed that the UDR man who fired the shots was removed from operational duties after the killing and has been since carrying out administrative duties at Tramad Barracks in Armagh. A number of men are due in court today in connection with a dispute at Morrocreet Limited in Clondalkin, County Dublin, which is now in liquidation. It's alleged that the men refused to obey a High Court injunction restraining them from picketing the premises of Morrocreet, and today they're expected to answer a motion for their committal to prison for contempt of court. An interim injunction was granted by Mr. Justice Barrington last Tuesday, preventing further picketing at the plant, but a number of workers continued to picket yesterday. A newborn baby girl found abandoned in the grounds of a church in Derry City last night is said to be in a satisfactory condition in hospital. The baby, who was only a few hours old, was in a blue holdall and was found by two teenage boys while they were walking through the grounds of the church in the Bogside. The IUC are anxious for the mother to come forward as they fear she may need medical attention. In England, peace women have set up a new camp at Greenham Common, close to the spot from where they were evicted yesterday. Nearly 100 peacewomen have pitched makeshift tents on common land close to the gates of the cruise missiles airbase in Berkshire. Bailiffs moved in at first light yesterday and forced most of the women to leave their camps as the site, which is owned by the Department of Transport, is needed for a road widening scheme. The Greenham peacewomen have occupied the site for the last 2.5 years. The European featherweight champion Barry McGuigan edged one step closer to a world title fight last night when he beat Jose Cava of the Dominican Republic in Belfast. A crowd of about 8,000 watched McGuigan dominate the fight from the start. It was stopped when in round 7, Cava, who was already badly cut, was trapped against the ropes. It looks like it's now just a matter of time before McGuigan gets a stab at one or other of the rival world championships. The WBA champion is Eusebio Pedrosa, and the WBC champion, Wilfredo Gomez. But Pedrosa is the most likely opponent.